The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 12 minutes after 7. Join the conversation at 770-5633. And the emails, by the way, bill@billmyersshow.com. Let's do some emails of the day. Emails of the day sponsored by Central Point Family Dentistry and Dr. Steve Nelson. It's next to the new Mazatlan Mexican restaurant in Central Point. And by the way, they accept most dental plans, and they offer one of their own for people that don't have dental insurance. It's pretty similar to dental insurance, but it has better benefits and fewer limitations. Find out more, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. And got a lot of people writing about even just the conversations we've been having the last few minutes here. An example with Sarah Bristol, the mayor of Grants Pass, saying that she's going to veto this whole situation. Trying to rein in the homeless services rackets, the requiring the registration for places like Max's Mission and the Stab and Wagon, et cetera, because the city council, I think, is trying to get some control over the groups that are so to speak, feeding the bears, as it were. And we wonder why we have ever more drugged up and more homeless bears than ever before. Right. And it's interesting. Betty writes in this morning, Bill, what is the point for having the city council if the mayor can override everything? Just asking for my friend. Thanks, Betty. Well, Betty, this means that the city council would have to override the mayor's veto. I don't know what the detail is on, it was passed 5-3. She vetoes it. Would it take 6-2 to override it? I don't know. Maybe I can get in touch with Dwayne Yunker or another person on the council who can let me know what it would take to override the mayor's veto. Okay. Appreciate you writing. Bob Shan from Medford writes about the translation for Sarah Bristol's policy is come to Grants Pass Parks and do drugs, get free food, clothing, and lodging. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate you writing this morning. Doobie ends up writing about this talk we were having about totaling vehicles. My sister-in-law ended up having a very minor accident, did some minor damage to her minivan, and the insurance company just totaled it. Everybody said this was just minor stuff. Oh, they'll get this fixed in no time, and it's totaled it. And there's still lots of value in here. And Doobie says, Bill, one aspect that is overlooked when a vehicle is totaled, the insurance company will offer you rock-bottom value for your vehicle. I totaled a vehicle and had to negotiate with the insurance company to even get close to a fair price for the vehicle. It was very frustrating. If I would have been able to sell the vehicle privately, I would have gotten much more for it. Interesting. Now, to the insurance company's credit, they were very generous in the offer to my sister-in-law, but still, it does concern me when you get to the point where, it's a 5-6-year-old car, they just start automatically, totaling those things if there's more than just, $2,000 or $3,000 worth, because that's going to raise prices for everyone, I think. And Eric ends up weighing in. Eric Maddox says, hey, Bill, how would the no-fix move in the European Union that Eric was talking about, which will end up over here, be impacted by Oregon's potential right-to-fix law? That's a very interesting question, Eric, because the right to repair law, which was just passed by the state of Oregon, I think Tina Kotek signed it into law. I'm not sure. If not, it's at least on her desk, and she probably will. There's a lot of popular support for this. It only applies to personal electronic devices like computers and cell phones, things like that. But I think that where we're going to see the growth in that will be pushing it for the vehicles, too, because look at the vehicles. The new vehicles are practically little more than electronic devices, some of them with an internal combustion motor and fuel tank attached to them. So maybe they'll come over. Maybe those vehicles will be shipped over here and then we'll be able to repair them. Have to flip them to left-hand drive, though, in some cases. The email, Bill, at BillMyersShow.com. Oh, there's another one I wanted to mention. Jonathan Ball ends up weighing in on the Sarah Bristol situation. And I'm happy to take your calls on this. And I just saw another article, Bill, on the KOBI site using the same catch line about the Grants Pass mayor. Criminalization before solutions. I think we'll be hearing this a lot in our near future. I'm pretty sure it means let's throw more money at it and see what happens. Unbelievable. Good email, Jonathan. Appreciate you emailing, okay? 770-563-3770-KMED. Matt from Grants Pass says, anyway, I was thinking I would love to see this Venezuelan murdering jerk, this scumbag, get the death penalty. I've been saying that to my wife since he was arrested, you know, that the criminal we've been hearing a lot about. Turns out Georgia already has the death penalty bill. Then yesterday, the state announced they're going to resume death sentences. Yep, yesterday. I don't think this announcement is any coincidence. It would dole out the ultimate punishment for taking this young girl's life and give the rest of the murdering jackwagons something to think about if they're going to commit crimes in red states. As I've told you on several occasions, red states have to do all they can to make the states uninhabitable to leftists and criminals. Time to purge. I would start with e-verifying with heavy fines. Be sure that illegal aliens have no way to make money in red states. Remove any social programs within states that illegal aliens can access to make their lives more comfortable. Milton Friedman said you can have an open border or massive social programs, but you can't have both. On the federal level, no one gets into the country until they are naturalized. It's not about skin color. It's about wanting to become Americans. Appreciate that, Matt. And finally, Doug Dean from Rogue River writes, "Hey, Bill, so much fun to hear you talk about your early days in radio yesterday. You said you went to broadcast school in Ohio. Where did you get your first phone license? Did you have just enough electronics knowledge to ace it, or did you go to a quickie school like Augie's?" And Doug, well, when I got into broadcasting in 1980, they didn't require the first phone license, the FCC license there, to be a disc jockey or a newscaster, you know, that kind of thing. And they had a little permit process. It was like a restricted radio telephone permit of some sort. We were allowed to read meters and do all that kind of stuff, but it didn't have the same privileges. So it was part of deregulation, and so they lightened that up a little bit. Some people still have their own permit. I think I laundered mine away long ago, but that's the story, Doug. Didn't have to work hard at it at all, okay? 19 after 7, what's on your mind? This is the Bill Meyer Show, 770-5633.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
Are you ready for spring? Grange Co-op is looking forward to summer weather, and now is the ideal time to gather all the supplies needed. Score the products you'll need at great prices now through March 17th during our annual spring roundup sale. Like buy three, get one free on G&B Eden Valley Garden Soil, or spend $9.99 on 4-pound organic fertilizer. Spoil your pooch with buy one, get one free on Signature Dog Treats, and 25% off pet beds and blankets. Plus, you won't want to miss our Chick Day, March 16th at Grange Co-op. Take home 5 free chicks per family when you purchase any 40 or 50-pound bag of Rogue or Purina poultry feed. That's right. You'll get 5 free chicks with the purchase of any 40 to 50-pound bag of Rogue or Purina poultry feed, all while supplies last. Visit GrangeCoop.com for all the products you'll need for spring and see our latest promotion and spring sales.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Burr was very clear, though. He didn't exonerate Biden over his mishandling of classified documents, which makes the decision all the more absolutely just, it's inexplicable. How could you basically be saying, well, we think he's too old and we think he's, you know, too incompetent to stand trial, but not say it because you don't want to ruin his presidential chances? As mad as Democrats were, and they were absolutely nuts today, they went insane. That shouldn't have factored in. And if we're going to treat Donald Trump one way, you got to treat the other guy the same way. But this is Biden's Justice Department that's allowing this. Her, when asked if Biden was outright innocent, says, "That conclusion is not reflected in my report."
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
722, open phones at 770-5633 on Wheels Up Wednesday. I'm sorry, I was just enjoying that Bee Gees bump. Was it Maurice Gibb, the bassist, or was it Rob? I forget who was the bassist, but boy, he was a tasty bass player on those Saturday Night Fevers. I think he's not given enough credit for how great of a bassist he was. 723, Gene. Hello, Gene. Back on the totaling of my sister-in-law's vehicle from a few days ago. Very minor accident, really. What's up?
Well, I've got 2 points. But anyway, that one, I think when you said that it was a gas vehicle, why it was totaled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Well, I don't know if they totaled it because it was a gas vehicle, because these vans are actually quite popular still. You know, it was still worth pretty big bucks, but everyone was surprised that it was totaled so quickly by the insurance company. Everyone involved was.
Yeah, but remember, the government wants to get rid of the gas vehicle.
Oh, you're thinking then that there's pressure being brought to bear that we want to see these crushed or just parted out. Okay, all right. What's the other point you wanted to make, huh?
Okay, what about suing the sewers?
Suing
the people that want to sue constantly for their way?
Mm-hmm.
If enough people got together and sued the ones that were suing, see what would happen.
Oh, and this is referencing the Grants Pass mayor being concerned about trying to rein in the stabbing wagons of the world because someone might sue. Okay, well, anybody can sue. Whether you can prevail is the other story. Okay. It's an interesting question. I can't answer it, though. Appreciate the call. Let me go to the next line. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
This is Ed, Bill.
Ed, how the heck are you, Mr. X? We need a theme for you. We need a theme for you, too.
I joined late, but I want to point out something, that city councils are usually comprised of, and I didn't get a chance to look up the number in Grants Pass. I believe there's five.
Actually, let's see. It was 5-3 vote. That was the vote. 5-3 vote, and the mayor is usually a tiebreaker vote only in Grants Pass.
Well, this is the difference between a county commission and a city council.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, the mayor should have that right to veto that,
mm-hmm.
and the mayor should have to do this stuff, because what we have to face is the understanding of how dangerous some of these things can be with a three margin victory, or whatever it was, 3-3, that, you know, we got to have common sense. We got to have an ability to do so.
Yeah, I get that. So I'm not knocking the ability to veto. I don't have a problem with that at all. I just wonder if she's vetoing for the right reason, though. That's what I would ask.
Well, yeah, I agree. We have to ask those questions. But it's an example of the things that can infiltrate into our system with switching to a 5-member county commission thing. This mm-hmm. is the reality. This is what I face, understanding of it, because it's a matter of county concern versus, you know, what the city wants to do. Well, I look at this as a perfect example. You bring in more of these voices, and this is the thing that you're going to have at a county level then. And this is where people have to get into in a voting thing and understand their vote has to be to vote this down and keep it where it's a really manageable thing, because we have to fight these things.
Agreed. What would you like for your theme? What would you like for your theme, by the way? you need a theme when you call on, you know how I always have like Aquarius, let the sunshine in for Lucretia. You need a, and I don't want to do the X-Files theme, because that's too trite. You know, that doesn't work. You're not a conspiracy.
Oh, I was always fond of Take It Easy by the Eagles.
All right. Will do. Will do. Now, you used to run the Palomino, right? Way back in the day?
Yeah, well, that's not to be talked about, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right, bud.
It's 727 at KMED. Let me go to line 3. Hi, who's this? Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, it's Joel.
I know, Joel. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's been discovered that the giant cranes at the seaports, they're pre-assembled in China, and China has delivered over 80% of them around the world.
You know, there's something else that's interesting going on. Have you read in the Gateway Pundit how the FBI is supposedly having Chinese-affiliated construction companies building some of their offices? What could go wrong there, huh?
Yeah. Well, apparently all these cranes have microphones and cameras on them.
It reminds me so much of the stories I used to read when I was a younger man about how the United States Embassy in Russia, remember it was built in Moscow, and
yeah,
was just filled with bugs and all sorts of infiltration. I'm talking about listening bugs and things. And
right,
the federal government finally ended up having to tear it down because they couldn't clean it up. There's just no way to do it. I just wonder if we're already doing that with our Chinese folks that are controlling a lot of our electronic economy right now. Appreciate the call there, Joel. By the way, were you down?
Right.
By the way, I'm going to talk with Captain Bill at 8:10 this morning about the meeting.
Oh, cool.
But were you at that meeting yesterday at the Siskiyou?
No, we couldn't get there in time.
Oh, okay. It's the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors. He said it was packed, and we'll catch up on the Klamath Dam removal
great
controversy. Okay, that'll be at 8:10 this morning. 7:28. One more call. Hi, who is this? Good morning,
Bill. Alan DeBoer. How are you?
Hello, Alan. Great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Just for your sister and people that have their cars totaled, that is negotiable with the insurance company. Don't take their settlement. Just tell them to replace the vehicle.
Oh, really?
And that'll increase the value because you can't buy it for what they paid her, I'm sure. The other thing is...
Well, she claims that they were actually quite generous and that they could replace it. She could replace it with the check that was written. My concern about it, though, is that this trend is going to soar, make the cost of insuring a vehicle soar, the more that they tend to total things out. Wouldn't you agree on that? I mean, you're in the business. Your family's been in the business all over this, so they would know.
It gets worse. They're going to sell that at auction. The title's going to be washed. It's going to show up in somebody's garage.
Oh, yeah, like a salvage, right? That kind of thing?
Whoever buys, yeah, but the salvage thing is not that great because they hide it.
Okay.
And the insurance company will sell that. Somebody will buy it at auction, repair it, and probably make a fortune.
Huh. And why can't the system just do that naturally? Why is it not done almost officially rather than this back doorway? Isn't that weird?
Well, if we have a universal title throughout the United States, it's easier. But some states aren't as great, so they can take the Oregon title, which is probably marked as a totaled vehicle, and they can wash it through other states.
Oh, that's what you mean. So it's like a form of laundering it. You get rid of the stench, so to speak, of it being a salvage title, and then it appears just to be a regular used vehicle on the market.
Yeah, and those cars are repairable. I mean, I think at some point just say, well, here's the estimate. Give me the check. I'll keep the vehicle.
All right. Well, I appreciate your take on that. Everything else fine with you?
Yeah, all's well, as long as you try to stay away from the news and the politics.
Well, it makes it tough for me, huh? I get it. That's all right. Well, okay, you just check in every now and then, and you can watch dog and cat videos for the rest of the time. Okay? Thank you, Alan.
Have a great day.
You too now. It's 7:31. KMED, KCMD.
March is Maintenance Madness Month at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. We want to remind you to check your fluids at least once a month to help avoid costly repairs. When you come in for any service at Kelly's, we do a thorough inspection that includes pictures and videos of the good and not so good of your car that are texted and emailed directly to you. You then decide what to fix and how to plan for the future. Check us out at kellysautomotive.com. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Purchase a new Wayne Dalton garage door and genie opener and get $150 cash back at American Industrial Door. Now through April, choose a Wayne Dalton steel door, including modern, traditional, and carriage house styles, and get $100 cash back. Then pair it with a genie opener for another $50 cash back. American Industrial Door will help you find the perfect mix of style and functionality to replace your old door. See the possibilities at American Industrial Door showrooms on Crater Lake Avenue in Central Point and in Grants Pass on Union Avenue.
One of each, Forte VIN 731586, MSRP 21710, 3500, due Sportage VIN 185367, MSRP 3590, 4499, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 3/31/24.
Making payments on a car you don't want to drive anymore? You need Kia Medford's Payment Wipeout. We're wiping out all the payments you have left on your old car so you can drive a new Kia, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS Automatic. Just $149 a month lease. Or a new 2024 Kia Sportage LX. Only $199 a month lease. Both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Get into a new Kia like Forte's. $149 a month. Sportage's $199 a month. During the payment wipeout at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Appreciate you waking up. 7:33. State Senator Linthicum joins me here in a few minutes. Announced yesterday that he is running for Secretary of State. Big deal. We'll talk with him about that here in the next few minutes, okay? Five takeaways in the OregonLive.com website today. Five takeaways. Why are Oregon power rates going up so fast? Another rate increase they talk about, Portland General Electric last week, if approved by PUC, be about a 40% increase in PGE's power rate since January of 2022. Pacific Power, 50% increase since January 2023. Yeah. And Idaho Power looking to raise rates by nearly 27% for Eastern Oregon customers. And they're going through some of the reasons here. Some of this is about wildfire mitigation, et cetera, et cetera. And that's true. We got that caught, just the inflation generally seeping into the economy. You knew that was going to be coming up, right? But I love this section of the propaganda piece from Oregon Live. Why are Oregon power rates going up so fast? And they say, it's climate change. One of the major factors that's pushing up rates is climate change. Now, follow along as I share this with you, and then you'll see the faulty logic, or I'm pretty sure you'll see the faulty logic, because I know most talk radio listeners do see the faulty logic in this thing. In addition to higher energy use for customers during cold snaps and extreme heat events, the changing climate is also affecting wholesale energy prices. Because wind and solar are not always reliable energy sources, and battery storage is still a nascent concept, in other words, non-existent, energy supply is often tight during extreme weather events. That means energy prices rise exponentially during high demand periods, a cost that eventually is passed on to customers. But you see, that's not caused by climate change. That's caused by getting rid of steady coal-fired power or steady hydro or steady nuclear and replacing it with chaotic and intermittent under the guise of we're going to fight climate change. It's a total fraud. How they, oh, it's climate change that we have to make you go with chaotic and intermittent sources. And then when the intermittent sources aren't there, then we have to spin up some generator someplace and pay 10 times as much for a kilowatt hour as we would from the free and easy climate change stopping windmills and solar. It's like, it's the reaction. It's the government reaction. It's a reaction to the government requirement. It's not because of climate change. It's because of the fake government, coming up with a fake solution for it. But they're hoping you won't think this through. Oh, my bill's higher because of climate change. Well, you close enough coal-fired plants and blow up enough dams. And yep, and you try to depend only on the chaotic and intermittent solar and wind. Yeah, you're always hoping that there's somebody else you can buy the power from. Welcome to the third world. My goodness. And they sell this stuff in the article. They actually think we're supposed to believe it. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Saving big, I can dig on just the things I need. Oregon E-Deals has saved the Rogue Valley truckloads of money over the years on things you buy and use often. All Beauty Mark salon certificates are half off. Also, save big on Diner 62, Malello's Coffee, and Freddy's Diner. This and much more available exclusively at OregonEDeals.com.
I'm hooked on Oregon E-Deals.com. I'm saving big.
KMED, KCMD News, sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
Good morning, I'm Marcus Villa with your MSC5 Morning News Update. An organizer of Jackson County for All is reacting to it successfully making the May ballot. As we first told you yesterday, Jackson County confirmed the petition had exceeded the necessary 10,000 signatures and verified Jackson County for All will be on the May ballot. JFCA seeks to expand the Board of Commissioners from 3 to 5, decrease commissioner salaries, and make the board nonpartisan. Key JFCA organizer Denise Krause says this big step couldn't have happened without dedicated volunteers who began collecting signatures last September. Krause says she is planning to speak about all three measures in more town halls across Jackson County and hopes of bringing more awareness to the campaign. After we spoke to her yesterday, Krause announced she filed for a county commissioner position too. Jackson County Clerk Chris Walker says this is a partisan primary election, but all voters will get to vote on these nonpartisan measures, regardless if they are party affiliated. Election Day is May 21st, and Walker says you must be registered to vote by April 30th. That deadline to register to vote in Oregon is about a month away. Once again, April 30th is the deadline to register or change your party affiliation. Ballots will be mailed out in May. If you didn't register to vote when getting your license at the DMV, it's easy to do in person at your county elections office. For local news anytime, you can enter our website, KOBI5.com. And for NBC5 News, I'm Marcus Veal. Happy Wednesday.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Now through April, purchase one of three styles of General G-Max High or Ultra High performance tires for your modern muscle car, sports car, or sporty coupe or sedan and get a Visa reward card in the mail. Or purchase four Ultimax tires for your passenger car or crossover and get $60 Visa reward card. The Ultimax is an all-season touring tire built for long-lasting, year-round use. Save on General Tires for any of your cars you drive at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millett Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation.
Welcome, Dennis.
If your house needs work, the foundation is most important because all of the repairs and upgrades you're planning from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millett Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
Levon here from Orly Stoves and Spas. Are you tired of those huge heating bills just to stay warm and comfortable in your own home? Then now is the time for a new wood, gas, or pellet stove from Orly Stoves and Spas. Orly's has Southern Oregon's largest inventory with over 400 stoves in stock now. Never be cold again. And for a limited time, receive a 30% tax credit on qualifying wood or pellet stoves and installation. Are you ready for a relaxing spring and summer enjoying your new pool, swim spa, or hot tub? Then Orly's has everything you need. We are fully stocked on Splash Around above ground pools and accessories. Orly's is Southern Oregon's largest cow spa dealer with over 55 spas and swim spas in stock now, as well as the shortest lead time of any dealer in the valley on any special order. Don't forget to ask us about our easy financing. Orly's Soaps and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway, Medford, 541-779-5340.
Well, you know it's Orly's Soaps and Spas we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why, you ought to stop and see our friend.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
19 before 8. Wild Sam and Steve, right before State Senator Linthicum, we got, because you wanted to just add on to the Pacific Power comment that I was mentioning just a moment ago about the climate change being blamed.
Okay, Bill, when we first started talking about this, I sent you an article that was published by a company called E3 Corporation who predicted exactly what was going to happen.
They were predicting massive increase in costs by going to chaotic and intermittent power, right? That's what they were saying.
Absolutely.
In that study.
And then buying power to fill in on the aftermarket just guarantees that it's going to cost way more.
And you have to have some power. And even people who I are very near and dear to me don't quite grasp sometime that for every bit of intermittent and chaotic power, like whether it's rooftop solar, whether it's solar out in the farm fields, whether it is a wind farm someplace, when it goes down, you have to have 100% backup for that available immediately. Isn't that right?
As an accounting thing, it's called fixed costs. So your fixed costs are double.
Yeah. You have to you not only have to build lots of solar and lots of wind, but then you have to build out another power to back that up when it's not there. Yeah. And a lot of folks don't understand that. So it's a lie when they talk about how cheap it is, really, not when you factor in the build out cost of everything else. Appreciate the call there, Wild Salmon. All right. Let me go to State Senator Linthicum, too. Well, of course, you were off the grid before it was cool to do so. You had to do it because you couldn't afford to get Pacific Power to run the lines to your home. Wasn't that right, Dennis? Welcome back, Senator.
That's absolutely right. We've been off the grid for 30 years. And the nice thing about what we did is we chose a place to live. We said, this is a beautiful place. We'd like to live here. And then we said, what's it cost? And we live with our choices. We're not demanding that taxpayers, there's no subsidy. This is interesting. There's no subsidy for off-the-grid homes. There's no rebates. There's no tax credits. There's no, you know, discount installation costs. There's none of that because they can't take the energy from you that you produce. You store it in your own batteries. You keep it, and it belongs to you because it's private. And this is the price, quote unquote, that we pay for choosing to live where we wanted to live. But that's the beauty of living in rural Oregon. At the time, it was a beautiful choice. Today, I don't know who could afford it because the cost of solar, the cost of inverters, the cost of batteries. I've upgraded my batteries on three different occasions. We've been at this game for 30 years. I've upgraded my solar panel once, my generator once, there's no return on that investment other than the piece parts that you get for selling stuff on eBay. So yeah. It's an interesting dilemma, and it's not effective during snow, rain, and cloudy weather. So
you've had to make a lot of changes, some lifestyle changes. You've talked about this often. And people don't think about this when you're having to live with nothing but renewable energy on your property, which is what, of course, state policy is saying by 2030, 2035. You know, I think it's by 2035, Pacific Power is supposed to reduce its CO2 footprint 100%. In other words, practically eliminate it, which is insane. This is insane.
And it's mathematically impossible.
Yeah, it is. And you talk about how you decide in the morning, okay, well, do I want to run the vacuum cleaner or am I going to run the oven later or am I going to, you know, what am I going to do? You're always having to balance out the availability and if it's a sunny day or a not so sunny day, right? You're always having to do those kind of things. And people take our current electrical grid for granted. The stability of it is going to go to hell based on state policy in these next few years. And so we'll all be living like you, but you made that as a choice. You did that voluntarily.
That's right. Everybody else is getting this forced down their throats. And it's really an unfortunate situation because when it's cloudy out, we decide we're not going to run the wash. You know, we're not going to run the dishwasher. We're not going to run the washing machine, the clothes dryer, whatever it happens to be. You make those choices because of the weather. Nobody living on Main Street, any street, Oregon, has ever thought about, can I do the wash today? They just don't think like that. They take it for granted. Nobody ever thought, can I fry some eggs this morning on my gas stove? The overburdens and regulations that are coming through the government at the federal and state level are enormous costs and regulations that people have never, they've always assumed it was there for their, quote, benefit, but who's asking the question, was this really a good idea? Is this really for our benefit, or are the cronies taking advantage of us and taking us to the cleaners.
I think there's a little bit of that going on then. There's a lot of green grift in the incentives that have been pushed out there by the Oregon State Legislature and the governors of past and present and moving forward, okay? One aspect of this that I find fascinating is that when there was the smart meter controversy of a few years ago, and a lot of people didn't want the smart meter installed on their homes, and Pacific Power even told the Public Utility Commission, I still have a copy of that conversation, that they thought that there was absolutely nothing about a smart meter that benefited the customers. And that's why they hadn't implemented it up to that point, because they saw no benefit for its customers. Well, that was more or less forced, though, by the federal and state governments, because it had nothing to do with the customer. It's about dealing with scarcity. So now Pacific Power, and I'm not blaming Pacific Power. Pacific Power is doing, in essence, what the Public Utility Commission of Oregon is ordering it to do. And it's rolled out its time-based pricing situation where everyone's going to pay so much. If you actually want to eat dinner at 5 o'clock, you're going to pay a whole lot for the electricity to do the privilege. Right, Senator? I mean, that's the reality of it. And people in their green hysteria don't seem to realize that, hey, you did this to yourself.
Yeah, and this is an entirely valid argument. And this is, you know, it's interesting that we stumbled into this. You asked about, or you started the show with, Senator Linthicum is going to be in the race for Secretary of State. And this is one of the features of the Secretary of State's office, is they are the chair of the Oregon Sustainability Board. And right. Most people don't realize this. That panel examines practices of individuals and businesses, and along with government, of course, issuing reports, recommendations, and proposals to develop policies and legislation. So they're involved in legislative acts to foster practices which meet, and then it says, current needs and align with future generations. Now, I don't know how in the world you align with a future generation that's not even here yet.
Well, I'll tell you how I honestly, and this is just me spitballing with you, Senator, okay? State Senator Linthicum with me. I'm spitballing that they want a lot fewer people because that agenda wants fewer humans. It's arguably an anti-human agenda. And if you make it next to impossible to live comfortably and well in the state of Oregon, you will probably have fewer residents and fewer babies being born. They would look at that as a feature, not a bug.
Yeah, on one hand, but the foreign national, illegal, undocumented, alien.
Oh, no, they're the chosen people. You have to understand, they're the chosen people right now. They're a much better they're a much better replacement voter for the progressives in Oregon. OK, I'm being sarcastic, but.
Yeah. Well, but the point is well taken. These foreign nationals, these undocumented illegal aliens, they do not have to become citizens to impact Oregon's legislature. Mm-hmm. They get counted in the census, and as they get counted in the census, we gain seats. For example, Kentucky has, I think, 5 congressional seats, just like Oregon has 5 congressional seats. With illegal immigration, California will gain 5. So now tell me what happens to the congressional majority in the House.
It will tend to go more Democratic. We know that. That's just
right.
Realistic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not a mistake. This is not done out of a mistaken policy. This is done because progressives want it. And there's no doubt about it, because they see an advantage in it. Just like when you have progressives, failed county commission candidates in Jackson or Josephine County pushing charter changes because they see electoral advantage to that. That's the only reason they tend to go for such matters. Let's set that aside here for a moment here, Senator, because I don't want to take it all up. Because I did announce this morning that you had filed for Secretary of State. This is a big deal, all right? And it's interesting because you couldn't run for re-election due to Measure 113. We'll set that aside right now here, too. Diane's going to be running in your place then to take over that Senate seat, and we'll see how that works in the primary. Wish you the best of luck there. But what made you want to go for the state Senate, Secretary of State position here? Statewide. It's going to be a big deal. You know that.
Right. It is a big deal, and I welcome the onslaught. I couldn't just stand by and watch the Secretary of Office continue down the current road toward what I think is corruption. Remember the FTX money scandal. That's nowhere on the horizon anymore. Senator Wyden got $500,000 or $550,000. Some of it went to Kotex. Some of it went to Secretary of State at the time, Fagan. Even the Attorney General Rosenblum got some. And all Senate Democrats, no Republicans got any of this money. And Wyden's office, remember, at the time he said we had no role in coordinating the spending of that money. But isn't it suspicious, you know, that if you claim voter fraud, your private information gets sent to the FBI and Oregon's counterterrorism squad, you potentially end up unable to fly an airline out of PDX, Portland Airport, and you get investigated, your private accounts get scooped up.
You get investigated if you're claiming voter fraud? Really? Is that what happens in this state?
Well, that's what the MDM policy, this artificial intelligence.
Oh, is. That new policy. Oh, okay. All right. Because I know that you have been working with election fraud issues in filing these various lawsuits along with State Senator Thatcher. I wondered, did they put you on the no-fly list? It wouldn't surprise me, but I was wondering if that happened to you.
Right. Okay. No, that has not happened. It's just, this is the downhill slide that we're on,
okay.
And it's a slippery slope. You asked about the Secretary of State in particular in terms of this office. This not only is the election officer per the election issues that your listeners are probably extremely familiar with, but she's that position. He will be the chief auditor too, and he will oversee things such as claims of fraud or claims of terrorism or claims of whatever. And that's why this AI with illogically is so interesting, because it's the seeds. If Google Gemini gets seeded with information that and you ask a question, what does the, you know, show me an image of the first pope, and it comes out as a, you know, image of a black woman, you know something's wrong with the seeding of the information that's supposed to be artificial.
And, of course, you, though, with a high-tech background, would be quite prime to be able to figure this out much better than many.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This is, and you know, the artificial intelligence doesn't have anything to do. We think intelligence is only a human trait. Compassion is only a human trait. No government policy is compassion. It's disguised compassion. They pretend compassion, but they've got some ulterior motive for power, for votes, for higher taxes and more governance.
All right. Now, given the fact that you have raised big issues here, having sued the Secretary of State in the past and also the various counties for election transparency, and, of course, we've had a lot of conversation about how the current Secretary of State has rules that, in essence, make you have to pony up $1 million to see the ballots of an election in Jackson County. That doesn't strike me as a very transparent system. Are these the kind of rules that you can modify as Secretary of State? I'm thinking about you as like a new Dennis Richardson. We'll replace Dennis Richardson with Dennis Linthicum, you know, as the case might be. Because he was a great Secretary of State for Oregon.
I hope other people are thinking along the same lines, because what you just described, the elections office in Jackson County is performing their duties to the letter. They are doing everything right. They're good people. They're doing their jobs. They're following the rules.
Right.
The interesting point is the rules came just by pen and cell phone kind of logic. They came from the Secretary of State. It's a Secretary of State rule that says you've got to remove this and so in it, you got to have humans do it because AI can't do it.
It used to be routine that you could get copies of the ballots from an election just for, I think, a few, $2,000-$3,000, maybe a little bit more in some cases. Right.
Well, today it's as easy as handing them a $15 thumb drive. You know, mm-hmm. they can virus scan your drive, make sure it's clean, or they could buy a packet full of 50 thumb drives.
Yeah. Anyway, how under the guise of election integrity and transparency can you not see it without spending $1 million? You know, it's weird. You know, that's just weird. And I know that the county election offices in all the counties are behaving the same way. They have to jump to the tune of the Secretary of State. And it seems to me that the Secretary of State's are interpreting the rules to make it that nobody gets to look at the system and look behind it, right?
What they're pretending is everybody gets to look as long as they cover the cost of us, you know, cleaning the ballot images.
Right.
And that's an artificial rule. That was a whole cloth brought up from the, you know, the mind of one of these mini tyrants. And all we have to do is replace that individual with somebody who sees through the muck and mud and can replace that policy with a legitimate policy that gives equitable access to everyone living in our
Republican form of government. Yeah. Well, you see, and this would benefit both. If a Democrat or an independent thinks that there's something hinky with an election, they can look at it. If a Republican is, same thing. You know, it's transparency for everyone. And the current system seems to be designed to shield the election process from scrutiny, by the regular people. And a new Secretary of State, an honest Secretary of State, an arguably incorruptible Secretary of State, is what is needed at this point. I wish you the best of luck on this one. Is it electdennis.com to help you out, or what do you do?
That's exactly right. Of course, we don't have all of our material up yet, but these are big issues. You know, this is a powerful office. It's been in Democrat hands for several decades now, three and a half decades.
Except for a short time with Dennis Richardson.
Right. And that was part of my comment is mm-hmm. except for Dennis Richardson, who did a great job and was a wonderful not only candidate and local rep, but he was excellent in the Secretary of State's office. So that's really the target, and that's where we should be aiming, and Republicans mm-hmm. should get on board and follow through with staying active.
I'm looking forward to a Secretary of State. Yeah, I know there's a long time between now and November, but Oregon would be blessed to have a Secretary of State who was truly fair-minded about it and not just a party hack there to protect the power structure as it is currently there in Oregon. I wish you the best on this one, Senator. We'll keep talking with you weekly, okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
State Senator Linthicum of Klamath Falls. Yep, running, and not just going to be state senator for a few more months, but running to be Secretary of State. A big deal. It's 8 o'clock, KMED, KMED, HD1, Eagle Point, Medford. KCMD Grants Pass, translator K294, A.S. Ashland.
The delicious options seem endless at Freddy's Diner.
Okay, here she comes. No hesitation now. I'll go with a sandwich.
Are you ready to order?
Yes, I'm going with the pastrami Swiss bacon club, please.
Excellent. Fresh cut fries, battered fries, sweet potato fries, tater tots, onion rings, JoJo's, or a green salad.
Oh, boy. Would you repeat that?
Tune in next time as our intrepid diner grapples with a dipping sauce.
Freddy's Diner on Main in Old Town Eagle Point.
Open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day for lunch and dinner.
One of each, Forte VIN 731586, MSRP 21710, 3500 due, Sportage VIN 185367, MSRP 3590, 4499 due, 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 3/31/24.
Making payments on a car you don't want to drive anymore? You need Kia Medford's Payment Wipeout. We're wiping out all the payments you have left on your old car so you can drive a new Kia, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS Automatic. Just just $149 a month lease. Or a new 2024 Kia Sportage LX, only $199 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Get into a new Kia, like Forte's, $149 a month. Sportage's, $199 a month. During the payment wipeout at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
American Rentier Garage is your premier auto care provider, serving Medford, Central Point, and the Rogue Valley, providing nothing less than the highest quality standard of professionalism on every single service and repair. Call today. Appointments are available for oil change to engine change. Get the peace of mind you deserve at American Rentier Garage on Biddle, across from Elmer's. 499-6673. 499-6673. American Rentier Garage. We stand behind every job we do, with service you can trust.
How do you know you're selling your home with the right agent? Hey, it's Lars. I'm going to tell you, in Medford and Southern Oregon, the right agent is Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty. Trust Jared to get the job done. With Jared and his team, you're going to get years of experience and the know-how to navigate the market right here in Medford. Jared and his team have exclusive strategic options to get your home sold. Combined with Jared's highly effective marketing, why would you think of working with any other agent in Medford or Southern Oregon? Best of all, Jared guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree to, or he buys it. Now you know why real estate expert and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran and I can't stop talking about Jared Hokanson. Call the only agent I recommend in Medford and all of Southern Oregon. Call Jared Hokanson at 541-772-SOLD. That's 541-772-SOLD. Or go online to 541-772-SOLD.com and start packing.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Captain Bill Simpson reporting on the big meeting in Northern California yesterday, Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors. We'll get the latest from that. It was standing room, and it was pretty contentious over the Klamath Dam removal and the damage to the people. Health, safety, and welfare certainly threatened there, arguably. I had a friend, Will, call me just a moment ago, and he says, "Hey, Bill, you know, Dennis Linthicum running for Secretary of State, you know, just think about that." And, of course, it's a high lift. I mean, everybody knows for a Republican statewide, it's a high lift. It was a high lift for Dennis Richardson, too. But for Linthicum, this would be interesting. And he said, just think if there was that, if anything happened to Governor Kotek, not that there's ever anything hinky that could be surrounding anything in the democratically controlled hive mind of the Tina Kotek administration, but you could have Governor Linthicum. I hadn't even considered that one. I thought about it. You're absolutely right, Will. But interesting thinking. A fellow can dream, right? It's 4 after 8.